usually, I don't get nervous and excited when I've got the opportunity to talk to living history. But this afternoon, I really got the opportunity to talk to living history. He will be here in the flesh in Indianapolis on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, at the historic Madam Walker Theater. But he's on our phone now, and not the special line. Dick Gregory's on the ordinary line that just regular folks call when they call this program. It is an honor and a privilege to have living world history on my line. The one, the only, day after Father Day, dad of 11. Amen. Dick Gregory. It's an honor, sir.
God bless you, my brother.
How are you?
I am fantastic and getting better.
I got to first ask you, when was the last time you visited Indianapolis? Has it been there? I've been here 38. I was straining to try to remember.
Oh, I came in there, Indianapolis, Indiana. I came in there to do some research.
Okay.
You know, the presidential limousines is made there. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. So you did. You was coming in there to do some research.
When Kennedy got shot in Dallas, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
About 5 o'clock that evening, they sent that car back there to be re-overhauled, and I kept saying, "Now, why would you destroy all the evidence in that car unless you're lying to us?"
Hello.
Forensics can look at blood splat and tell which way the bullet comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they, you know, I go all over the world. I go to a place in Europe, in the museum, they still got the axe that the king used to cut his brother's head off or his wife's head off.
Right.
So why would you take a car that the president is riding in, and that evening at 4 o'clock, they put that on a plane and flew it back to Indianapolis? I never knew that the limousines was made there.
See, this is why I love talking to world history, because we always learn something. I tell our audience that I'm just the host. I'm not the smartest person here, but the people who listen and call in, they're smarter than I am. And we learn on this program every day.
Because it's more than one of them. You just won.
Hello. Go ahead.
You got a whole lot of people out there that know a whole lot of things. And that's what makes y'all so wise and grow.
Yep.
Matter of fact, you know some stuff that you wouldn't dare say on radio. I got stuff, man, I wouldn't dare say on this radio, because if my mother was alive, she'd call the police on me.
and you know the big boss around here.
Yeah, see, one, education is not power.
Yep.
Money is not power. Information is power. And if I give you bad information, then you have bad power.
Dick Gregory, I want to ask, how do you view the state of this country and this world today?
Well, the world is messed up because America helped mess it up. Okay?
I got it.
In America today, let's ask a simple question.
All right.
The Bin Laden, they showed us on TV when he was gunned down by the Navy SEALs, right?
Right.
Now, if that wasn't true, then the first thing you got to do is eliminate the Navy SEALs, right?
Right.
See, I'm 81 years old. During World War II, they had a song out called "A Slip of the Lip Can Sink a Ship."
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yep.
So now let's go back to Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is David Frost, the David Frost Show in London.
Yep.
He was interviewing Mobutu, Miss Mobutu, that was running for prime minister of
Pakistan.
Running for Pakistan, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this because you can punch this up. He asked her, "Are you afraid if you go back next week, you'll be assassinated?" She said, "Well, not really, but if I am, it's the same person that killed Bin Laden." Now, those of us in the research know he was killed in
Pakistan.
December.
Mm-hmm.
on one.
Right.
By the same guy that beheaded Richard Pearl. Remember the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the girl from the Wall Street Journal, yep.
Yeah, okay. And so, so she goes back, she gets assassinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's flip up to now. We look at the whole killing of Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
The president say, we got him. He's dead, right?
Right.
That was 18 months ago.
Right.
Now I'm looking. I know that have to be a lie, right? Now the president don't know because they can tell the president anything. You hear me?
I hear you.
How long have you been doing this radio show?
I've been doing radio in this town about 35 years, doing this particular show about 10.
Okay, so if I come in and get a job working for you,
yeah, right,
and the job can only last 2 years, I'm in transit, right?
Right.
You there.
Yep.
So the president got 8 years in office. That's maximum.
Maximum.
But two levels down the CIA, two levels down the FBI, those are career people. They've been there 40 years. So the president's in transit. They got two sets of books, right?
You figure if they got two sets of books in the business, they got two sets of books in the government.
Sure. Mm-hmm. He don't know. What was he know? He put his people in, yep. Right?
Right.
They ain't never been there before, you know?
And by the time they figure out everything, they gone.
For instance, every time you see FBI agents, they're white, right?
Right.
If you go to the FBI headquarters, 90% of the people there are black folks.
Mm.
Those ones have the file. Those ones have all the information. And so when you stop and think about, now let's watch, let me take this back to where we were.
Okay.
Now let's go to the Navy SEALs, right?
Right.
But first that night, the president let us know he was dead. And then 15 minutes later, they flashed to the White House. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. All right. You on the road, Doc.
It was 5,000 people in front of the White House with signs.
Right.
Cheering what just happened. But those signs was professional signs. When did they print those signs up? Huh?
Said Instaprint normally not open on Sunday night.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Now, every Sunday, because of television, free television, NBC, CBS, ABC.
Right.
They have to have a Major League Baseball game on one of the networks so the free people in America that don't have cable
have something to watch.
Access.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that Sunday, when the announcement that Bin Laden had been killed,
mm-hmm.
The game that was playing on free television was in Philadelphia. So they flashed to Philadelphia, and they had this huge TV screen bigger than the neighborhood I grew up in. And they were singing America the Beautiful and God Bless America, right?
Right.
The game was ninth inning, tied 1-1. Now, can you get any more 9-1-1 than that?
He done moved on. He got me on the numerology already. We're talking with, if you just tuned in, we are talking with Living History, Brother Dick Gregory, who has just done, you know, all kinds of things, standing up for human rights. He's got me giggling and laughing because that's the comedian in him. And he always speaks truth to power and truth to black folks. You grew up in a time.
But wait a minute.
Wait, go out. You're on the roll. Go ahead.
I'm finished.
Go ahead.
So now, if that's true,
okay,
then it's true. If yep. it's not, then we got to cover up the trail, right?
Right.
So they told us about the raid that night, and they told us it was more than six people, but the six important people was the six Navy SEALs that went in the room where he was.
Right.
Out of those six, the most important hero was the one that shot him in the head.
Right.
So you had that one, and then the other five.
Right.
And that's who they talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But every time they showed you, they didn't show their pictures.
No, because they tried to, you know, we don't want the SEALs known. We don't want them hurt, and, you know, it's all a brotherhood.
You just said it. We don't want them hurt, right?
Yeah, right.
We do not want them hurt.
That's right.
Are you aware that five of them died in a helicopter crash a month ago?
Yep, heard that.
And are you aware that the sixth one that shot him in the head, he was out at the rifle range with his Navy SEAL brothers, and they made a mistake and shot him in the head?
How you make a mistake at the rifle range?
Yep, you hear me?
I heard you.
So now all of them are eliminated, and anybody can Google that.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. The marathon, right?
Right, Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon. Now, if you and I are terrorists, right?
Right.
If you and I are terrorists, we ain't worried about ourselves because we'll strap a bomb around ourselves and blow yourself up, right?
Because you're going to be a martyr for the cause. That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, but what you want to do is strike terrorists, and not just the people who you blew up, but people around the world.
Right.
That you know this can happen to you, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So now the real terrorists would go to Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they blew up the Boston Marathon 2 hours after the front runners had finished. You know that, right?
Yep, right.
Now, why would you as a terrorist, see, I look at it, I say, well, those terrorists, they must be marathon runners, because if they'd have blown it up when the 2 hours early, they would have killed 98% of the world-class marathoners in the world. Now, that's terror.
Yeah, that's point.
They would have had to cancel marathons for the next 5 years, right?
Right.
So they blow it up 2 hours after. Or if you running in the Boston Marathon,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And all of us are friends, right. We're going to come see our man run.
That's right.
And we're going to party the night before. You can't because you got to be at that line at 5:30 warming up.
Right.
So if they really want to strike terror, you do it at the beginning when you got almost 250,000 people out there.
When all the runners are gathering, waiting to go to get the word, go.
And they're friends.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So now you say, well, wait a minute. Something is not right about this picture. Then they showed us from Lord and Taylor's building.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side of the street, there's a camera on the building across the street taking pictures of everything Lord and Taylor.
Right.
So we saw the picture of them putting the bomb. We saw that, right?
Right.
Then how come we didn't see the explosion? The camera's across the street, so it didn't blow the camera.
Good point.
The same camera that took the picture of the bombs being sit there never got pictures show us of the bomb exploding. Now, I know 40 miles down the road, 48 miles, is a nuclear plant in Pilgrim, Mass, right?
Right.
And so I called a friend of mine in Paris, and I said, I'm not able to get this because the government don't trust me. But can you let me know when they shut the nuclear plant down in Plymouth, Mass,
mm-hmm.
48 miles down the road.
Right.
He called me back in 15 minutes and said they shut it down that Saturday before the Monday.
They shut the nuclear plant down the weekend before.
Weekend before. Now, you know, can't nobody shut a nuclear plant down but the government, right?
That's all it was. Yeah.
So who knew what about what? Now, the whole thing was so big that we didn't let the local folks do it.
Mm.
We sent the FBI in, not the ones that, you know, the station in Boston. The real ones.
From D.C. and
they take over the whole investigation, right. Two of them, right?
Yeah, right.
Everything is coordinated. Can't nothing go out of here unless it's cleared by us, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So you state troopers and state police and county police, you do not have the authority unless it's approved by us. So those two FBI agents that was in charge, right?
Right.
You know they dead now, did you?
I heard about that. I heard that.
They were killed 2 weeks ago. They were in a helicopter rescue training, and they fell off the helicopter. I sure would hate to have the FBI trying to rescue me if I'm drowning. When the helpers get killed, on a practice, not the real thing.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is this. When you sit and look, see, that's how Hitler was able to come to power. He terrorized the Germans. Mm-hmm. See, all we hear about is what he did to the Jews. We don't hear about the brown church. We know about them. That's
yeah.
little juvenile gangs.
Mm-hmm.
The brown church wasn't messing with Jews. They was messing with Germans, just like the Bloods and the Crips.
Right.
Huh? They're messing with American people. See, once you scare the people, then they tolerate anything. Huh?
Yeah.
I just want to be free. I just want to be cured. And so we'll be in there this weekend to have fun, enjoy ourselves. Now, did you see the movie Django?
I have not yet.
No. No, you have to see it before I get to town or you're going to lose your license.
Okay, all right.
Well, the reason I say that, it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Yep.
It was a love story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the first time in 81 years of my life that I went to a movie and saw a love story pertaining to a black woman and a black man, and it wasn't no filth involved. There wasn't no sex, wasn't no drinking, wasn't no craziness, right?
Right.
A black woman.
Yep.
Now, that's a real story. You know, Jamie Foxx, the guy he really played was Dangerfield Newby, who was one of five blacks that went on the raid with John Brown.
Hmm.
He was the first one that was killed.
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
And so you look at that little thug in New York who called himself a movie maker. What's his name?
Spike.
Spike.
Yeah, Spike Lee.
That movie insulted my ancestors. Well, how did you insult? How did they feel when you took Malcolm X, one of the fine minds on the planet, one of the fine liberators, and reduced him down to a zoot suit?
Dude.
From red shoes, purple hat, orange shirt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that? What kind of liberties are you free to take, huh?
Yeah.
And so that movie, Django Unchained, hired more black people in one movie than Spike Lee has hired in his whole career.
Ooh.
And a love story. Hear me. Listen to this.
Yeah.
A slave woman, right?
Right.
That spoke German. Huh? Fluently. Huh?
Yeah.
So you imagine all the white folks sitting in there, because we black folks know we can speak anything we want, from pidgin language to Guji to... They saw that, and they see a slave woman talking to the German cat in German.
Mm.
There was three heroes in the movie. Two white and one black. The two whites was killed. What have you ever seen a movie?
Where the white folks get killed, yep.
Did you hear me?
I heard you clearly.
The two white heroes in the movie,
mm-hmm.
they're just three stars. All of them, Jamie Foxx and the... And so if you look at the movie,
right.
I've seen it 41 times because it taught me more about slavery. See, I didn't know. Well, I kind of heard, but I didn't know that whole thing where the mafia have the two black men fight to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's their sex thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You could see it in the movie. I didn't know. I heard about the chain gang.
Right.
Not the ones in jail. I mean the ones, the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what it did to your ankle until I was able to see it in that movie. The ankles look like hamburger meat. It's just like you read where, you know, sometimes two pit bulls in a house attack the baby and kill it.
Right.
You hear it, but you have never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear about slavery, we don't see the effect when they put the black woman, because she won't behave, fighting for her human dignity as a woman, put her in a hot tub and pour scalding hot water in order to teach the rest of y'all can't do this.
Yeah.
And so the reason I'm saying this, and so you had a love story, what bothered me is I couldn't understand how Dangerfield Newby had a love letter in his pocket, and after they killed him, huh? They still kept the love letter. And I said, the way they felt about John Brown and that raid.
Right.
And then it dawned on me, because them white folks couldn't read. You know, that's when slaves would run away.
Right.
And the sheriff would Pull over here, boy. Whose Negro are you? I'm Captain Cochipee. What you doing here? You got 40 miles from the fort. Well, he gave me my freedom. Gave me a freedom. Did he give you a letter? Yes, sir. He showed the letter. You better be glad, Negro. I would have killed you on the spot. But most black folks knew the sheriff couldn't read. And when they get ready to leave the farm, they just have somebody go in the house and steal any letter.
All right, Dick Gregory, hold on, because you know, yes. you've done what I do, so you know I got to break every now and then.
Oh yeah, please.
To pay for the light bill. You want to take some calls too?
Yeah, please. Yes,
All right. 239-1310. 239-1310. Dick Gregory. He'll be in Indianapolis this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Walker. You need to get your tickets now. I'm bringing the phone number so y'all get your tickets. 239-1310. 239-1310. Or send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. It's After News with Amos with Dick Gregory. He's got Chris. Dick, you got my man Chris. Chris is down on the floor laughing. He is having a ball. It's After News with Amos on a Monday. Dick Gregory will be speaking at the Emancipation Proclamation Juneteenth Celebration presented by the Baptist Ministers Alliance. It is this Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the Walker. This Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the Walker. Tickets 35 and 50. For more information on the tickets, call 432-2093, 432-2093, 432-2093, 239-1310 is our number with Brother Dick Gregory. Let me go to the phones with Dick Gregory and Deborah. Hi there. Deborah, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
First, I would like to say I enjoy the Amos Brown Show.
Thank you.
And delighted that Mr. Dick Gregory is your guest on today.
Thank you.
And my question is, the information that Mr. Gregory gave out about the incident in Pakistan and also the terrorist attack in Boston, is that information classified? And I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, two is all classified, but that's why we do research. We've been doing research for years. And so there's a whole lot of information out here. You just ain't going to hear it on NBC and CBS and ABC. But before I finish answering that, you said before we went into the commercial that Chris was laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Now, do Chris have any children?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, that's why he's laying on the floor. He didn't have to worry about them children giving them old ugly ties and them purple socks. He probably got drunk last night. He fell. He ran on the floor because of me. He fell. Now, before I get back to answer the lady, do you hear your commercials? Did you hear that payday loan?
I hear the commercials, and I don't comment on them. I'm going to let you do that.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Okay.
You know, the government put payday loans out of business. You aware of that?
Yep.
And if you hear that commercial, you'll hear him talk about that's the Indians. You heard that, huh?
The Native American Reservation, I believe.
And, of course, they said they took out commercials and said, look, we're not part of America. Ha, ha, ha. So we're not bound by American law. Come on here and get that money.
Just like come on and spend and gamble your money on our reservation.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the one good thing about the Indians, you know, they say, here we are, here, come on here. And a lot of people say, I don't know why anybody want a payday loan. I say, ho, because you ain't never needed one, huh? If your mother was hit by a hit and run and didn't have no insurance for your child, and you got to have you $10,000 short, you get a loan from anywhere you can get it. I hear people say, I don't know why these old poor folks working part-time in McDonald's would get one of them $500,000 houses. Because you ain't, if I didn't have no money, I'd have got one too. I mean, if y'all take it back, at least I had it for a week.
Right.
And I know how to deal with them creditors when they call. Look, all you folks out there that's listening right now, if them bill collectors call, don't get scared. They in India. We outsourced those jobs 5 years ago. If you told them come get the money, they can't come. They're not even here.
That is a good point. We've outsourced so much. We outsourced the bill collector.
That's right. My brother called me St. Louis, not too far from you all.
Right.
But it's a different vibration. Anytime you go to St. Louis, you have to sit your watch back 3 hours. He called me. Got two PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of the first blacks worked for Enron.
Yeah.
All them white boys went to jail, but him. But you know. you know, my ancestors, they're out of New Orleans, so the brother knew a little voodoo. And so he said, no, they're about to repossess. This was last week. They're about to repossess my car. What must I do? I said, don't park in front of the house. Are you crazy? So, miss, let me tell you, miss.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information out here. Let me give you another one to your question. John, Senator John, what's his name? McCain.
Yeah,
right?
John McCain. Mm-hmm.
America the Beautiful, let me tell you. Now, you can punch this out on your community. On it's not, go find somebody that got one.
Right.
John McCain was sentenced by a military court to be shot to death by a firing squad. And the only reason he's alive now, faking out how much he loves America, is Nixon pardoned him. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's hard for y'all to believe, you know. So just punch it up on your computer. And even John McCain admitted that he was doing tapes for the North Vietnamese saying, I'm a war criminal. I flew Navy fighter planes and dropped bombs on children, on schools, and killed women and children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Republicans don't talk about it. The Democrats don't talk about it because they got a deal. So where are you going to get the truth from? Where are you going to hear the truth from? Okay, so these are the games they play, and you've heard it for so long that the truth sounds like it's, you know, like my mother. My mother did not know that King James Version, what I like about King James, miss, he didn't lie.
Right.
He didn't say it's God's version, Buddha's version, Catholicism. He said this is my version. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, in order to really understand it, you got to check him out. If I had a cousin named Billy Gregory, and he write a book, My Version on How to Play Basketball, the first thing you do is check him out, because he might have had no legs. Then his version would be different, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so when King James said, this is my version, he didn't lie. But if you don't know King James was such a weird, strange homosexual,
ooh,
he hated women so bad, he killed his mother. And his lover was Lord Buckingham, who Buckingham Palace was named after. That's why you women come off so bad in that book. But he didn't lie. He said, this is my version. Okay. And so that's what I'm saying about the truth. You know, first, you get the truth from somebody you respect for the truth. Not the network. They just pick up a piece of paper and read anything they got. And they can do it because you don't care. What did they tell us about why we had to go to Iraq? Because
yeah,
they had nuclear energy there. But wait a minute. They just told us now we got to go to Syria. Now just ask yourself a simple question. How come they haven't showed us no bodies? I keep asking that question. These are the rebels. So they was killed in rebel territory.
Right.
So it wasn't like they was killed someplace in here. Why don't you take a body? You can tell us what was in the chemicals and all, so you don't care. We just keep going over and over. Like I said, people say, I don't know why them people bought all that old real estate. They know they couldn't pay for it. That's the best time to buy it. When you can't pay for it, you ain't got nothing to lose. Huh?
Well,
are you serious?
We're with Dick, right, we're with Dick Gregory. Let me go back to the phones. And Reggie, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, God bless you, Reggie.
Gregory, I met you with the Southern Leaders Conference that came to Indianapolis after Dr. Martin Luther King was killed.
Yes.
And we had great dialogue, and since then I've always kept up with you.
Your evidence
terms of dissecting what's happening here in America is good. You add humor to it. But unfortunately, our people are not listening what's going on. We got a Democrat and Republican Party that black folks have bought into and defend the party as opposed of defending the community. Our children are constantly killing each other, and we're not doing anything about it. We as a people seems to be sitting on the sideline being non-productive. What type of recommendations would you make to the community?
I have none. First, you say community. We don't live in a community. A community is where you control your cops, you control your finances, you control your education, you control your medical facilities. We don't. The first thing is stop calling it a community. If you're going to call a Chevy a Rolls Royce, huh? then it ain't never going to work, because everybody out there with some sense knows that ain't no Rolls Royce. We live in the hood, and what is a hood? Something you put over your head when you're trying to hide something, okay?
Mm.
And the problem with us black folks, we always want to solve a problem, but don't qualify. Huh? We don't qualify. When America decided they was going to go out of space, they didn't get a bunch of people that loved America. They went and got scientists from all over the world, even them thugs in Germany, and they was able because they had the scientific stuff. I remember, I'm 81, I was a little boy, you hear about some horrible crime. 15 people were killed, and I heard black people, I hope there wasn't Negroes. Well, who the hell you hope it was? A Jew? An Italian? You didn't say, I hope it didn't happen. So this is what the game is. Chemtrails. Huh? You see them in the sky. Lead, they spray lead and manganese in the black community. And brother, if you let the folks know who you are, your name and everything, when you come, I'll give you the documents on what I'm fixing to say. You get enough manganese, you'll kill your mama. And we so out of it spiritually, we can't even say, wait a minute, we are not doing that. What, 30-some people got shot in Chicago last week? Huh?
Right.
And then you first say, well, wait a minute. How many of them was women? Huh? What is this about? Huh? If I'm just some radical fool coming through the community, I shoot anybody. How come we see 99% of them folks are men, huh? And no women. Women walk down the street every day. So what is this about? When that young lady was killed that had come to Washington, D.C., for the inauguration in Chicago?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, for the inauguration of State of the Union, right. Yeah.
Yeah, now where she was killed is University of Chicago. Ain't no drive-bys there, huh? So what was that killing about? Now let's look at this. The folks they got, when they brought them in, I saw that big hickey on that one boy's head, and I know how they whoop you in Chicago, them cops, okay? I mean, they do stuff in there with the police that would make Hitler blush, okay? So now here's what happened. They said the guy said that they passed by and saw this crowd. That was a bus zone where they had them shelters where you can stay out the rain or the snow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we park the car and come back. Well, if you walk in, how is that called a drive-by, huh? See how simple it is to unwind it? And so what you're saying, brother, let me just say this to you. Y'all punch this up. In 1929, they had a mentally retarded home facility in Boston. Now, you know how few Negroes was in Boston, and you know none of them in that facility. These was white folks, and they had to stay there for the rest of their life because that's our condition. We didn't have all the medical stuff now. Don't you know we've exposed government stuff now where they would take oatmeal and paint it with nuclear radiation and feed it to them white children for breakfast. Okay, you think this thing just started? They've been known to do. They got evidence, y'all can pull this up, where in the 1950s, you know how long ago that was? The CIA took acid and put it in the dough that people make bread with, and they took this little village outside of Paris, and they started hallucinating and thought they could fly and start jumping off the mountains. And 90% of the people end up committing suicide. They've been doing this, okay? So all of us, we come by with I know nothing science and assume what they tell us is real. And they got all kind of chemicals that they put in, different things. I'll bring it with me.
Okay.
Coca-Cola had to go to court because they found out in northern Dallas, soda pop has a date on it. So if y'all look at it, and that's an expiration date. And when it gets that expiration, it turns into a mild poison. It wouldn't kill you. But they're supposed to throw it away. They found out that Coca-Cola was taking expired soda out the white community, taking it to a warehouse in northern Dallas, and redating it, sending it to the black community. Now, is the pharmaceutical company doing the same thing? So if your grandmother goes to her doctor, and her blood pressure is extremely high, and the doctor gives her some blood pressure pills, and she comes back 3 weeks later, and the blood pressure has gone up. Why wouldn't the doctor think she's not taking the pills? And so she's upset, she's crying, because we have a respect for black doctors that white folks don't have for white doctors. And for that man to tell me I'm lying, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad. So then he said, okay, Nellie, okay. So he gives her another set of pills that's stronger that'll kill her. Okay, this is what's going on. And then we, as innocent bystanders, sit back and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And so all at once, you don't know what they're doing. The old water pipes, the water pipes is over 100 years old. That's lead. Lead. So you get it when you drink water. You get it when you do this. You get it anytime you go to the store and buy some cheese. If the cheese ain't white, that's dye. Have you ever seen any yellow milk or orange milk?
No.
And so our ignorance, that's known. I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about America.
Just overall ignorance. All right, let me move on to another call. Appreciate it, Reggie. 239-1310. 239-1310. We're talking with Dick Gregory. He'll be at the Walker as part of the Emancipation Proclamation Juneteenth celebration this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, presented by the Baptist Ministers Alliance. Back to the phones. And Larry, hi there.
It's refreshing to hear somebody telling the truth. You know, I was looking at this one book about slaves, right? Now, back in 1836, a slave would cost $2,000. That's how much it cost when you went to Virginia and bought your field hand. Now, nobody's going to abuse a slave that costs $2,000. You're going to be nice to him and do everything you can to keep him healthy so he can work. So all this trash about how bad slavery was, if we deny slavery, we deny our own existence. And I think that if we had remained in slavery, it would have worked itself out, and the blacks would have probably been in better condition, because the 65 Civil Rights Act, all that done was to destroy our communities and let them in on all our things. Now we don't have a community, and the thing, way it goes, it's all or nothing. Either everybody gets saved or nobody's getting saved. Because you think you're rich, you think you can save your kids, you can't save your kids. It's all or nothing. So it's just refreshing there, Dick Gregory. I've watched him for many years. He's old now, and he don't care. Keep telling the truth, Dick Gregory.
Yeah, but, you know, telling the truth and talking silly like you talking
and make a joke out of it. Make a joke out of it.
You hear me? Hey, look.
He heard you.
I do jails all over the world. I do mental hospitals.
Yeah.
That's part of my contribution. I didn't know they had public phones in jail and mental hospitals. So now I realize a lot of people in the nut house can call out and in jail. So I don't know where you called it from.
Well, you know, we should have stayed in slavery. We would have been much better off.
Let me move on to Brenda, 239-1310.
Or maybe you're a white boy.
No, he's not. Oh, no.
Maybe
you're
a Negro-hating white
boy. No, Dick.
Tell me I'm better off. I tell you what. Out of all the slaves you read about in your Bible, you ain't never heard nobody say they'd have been better off had they stayed in slavery. So where you come from,
boy?
You ain't got no children that's in the house got to listen to that crap.
I think... Dick, you may have been the first guest that finally got to Larry in this town. The whole town maybe is going, whoa, let me go with Brenda. Hi, Brenda, you're on the air.
No, but hold it. Larry got a right to act like that? Larry got a right to act like that? We don't know what Larry been drinking today or what he mixed up around the house. I'm sorry, what's the lady's name?
The lady's name is Brenda. Brenda, go ahead.
Brenda,
you there?
Mr. Amos, how you doing?
I'm fine.
God bless
hello,
you, Brenda, you and the family.
Hello, Brother Gregory. How are you
yes,
today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fantastic and getting better.
I have two questions for you.
Yes.
And I'll take your answers off air.
Yes.
Since we don't have a community, how important is the Dred Scott case to what we are dealing with as people? And second, how do you address the white supremacy in our educational system, particularly when it regards black children, particularly black boys, and how they're being medicated in special education in the school-to-prison
yes.
pipeline?
Well, first, I'll take your first question was what? I'm sorry, before you get offline.
Oh, I think she was asking how Dred Scott case. And, you know,
okay, then let me answer the last one first.
Okay.
First, my mother and them thought white supremacy was the Ku Klux Klan. One of the things we got to get out of our head is not no ignorant redneck white boy or girl is going to determine public policy. Huh? We mad at the wrong white folks. If I had my way, I'd make all y'all apologize to them. Because them white folks don't determine public policy. They'll kill them on the way to get you. The same thing they put in your food called chemicals. Next time you go to the store and get a can of green peas and look at the word ingredients. They got 15 other words in there, 14 you can't pronounce. So what I'm saying is, this is a game. The people who control your faith and destiny in the tournament is Rockefeller, DuPont, the First National Bank. We're not mad at them, okay? And so when you stop and think about white supremacy, they stuff works. This planet is 97% non-white, and it's 3% white folks. And how do you think 3% of the white folk can control the whole planet? They do it through white supremacy. But that ain't got nothing to do with the rednecks, you know. Them folks that look at you and they be mad and all that. No, no. The ones that determine public policy. When you get up in the morning, miss, and get dressed and leave your house, did nothing that you do was determined by black folks. That stop sign you come to.
Whoa. Did we lose? All right, I think we lost him. We'll take a break, try to get back with Brother Dick Gregory. That's probably the CIA and the NSA tapping. It's Afternoons with Amos Four. Folks with Indiana Black Expo coming up at 2. Dick Gregory, I don't know whether that was. I don't know whether that was my phone tap, your phone tap.
It didn't make no difference. they asked me the other day about all these phones being tapped.
Yeah.
And I said, that don't bother me. My phone was tapped in the early 60s. So how do you know? Anytime a black person can old bell telephone $60,000 and they don't cut the phone off, it's tapped.
I got to ask you, you were one of the early proponents.
But wait, no, I'm just asking the lady.
Oh, go ahead. Go back.
So, miss, words is a vibration. You see, talking is not legitimized by God. Okay? When I get off the plane in Tokyo, I can't read a Japanese paper. So I know reading and writing is a violation. Why? Because God ain't never made nothing that changed when you cross a border, okay? And so consequently, it's a vibration. I can read to you an hour in German, and you don't understand it, but the vibration you'll pick up. I say that to say this. When the white supremacists put all the stuff together, I go see Tonto and the Long Ranger, and the Long Ranger called the Indian Tonto, the Indian called the Long Ranger Kimo Sabe. In Spanish, Kimo Sabe means the learned one. In Spanish, Tonto means the stupid one. And so if we're not qualified, how do you unroll that and change that to a different vibration? And so somewhere there are people here on this planet that know the effects of slavery. And know the effects of what you've gone through. And so consequently, until they come around and we put it together. For instance, if you and your husband have finished college, your child at 5 years old have a vocabulary of 5,000 words. If you and your husband have finished high school, at 5 years old, your children have a vocabulary of 2,500 words. If you and your husband didn't finish grade school, your child at five has a vocabulary of 500 words. How do you get around it? You take the words that a baby would hear a college graduate mother and father, and you put some rap music behind it, and you let the child listen to it. So until we get people that's clever enough to say, how do we get through this and what have you? And then you look at the case, the Dred Scott case, it just shows you how white supremacy works. Here's a white man that owned a slave. He was in the military, so he's come from one base to another. When he gets to Wisconsin, which is a free state, the brother had sense enough to know that he's in a free state. That's what that case was about. I'm in a free state, so I'm not your slave no more. Although the white dude had set him free, the people that was to inherit that, change it. And so you get that all the time. You get one Supreme Court case will answer this. You get another Supreme Court case will answer it. My mystery is, had nothing to do with your question, is What is, don't ask, don't tell in the Army. I mean, homosexuals in the Army? George Washington, the great president, the general George Washington? Did you ever see him in them tight silk pants, them high heel shoes, the wig and makeup? And you think we just had gays in the military? Check out George. Thank you, man.
All right, let me go to David right quick at 239-1310. Hi, David.
Hi, Amos. Thank you very much for receiving my call. I just want to make two quick comments. Hello, Mr. Gregory. Sir, one comment I want to make is in 1981, I attended Columbia College in Chicago, and you were a guest speaker there, and you brought some serious rap to the audience. But there was, you did infuse it with a little humor. But it was one thing that you said that left the audience absolutely stunned, including myself. That was when you bared a report about the Atlanta child killings.
Yes.
And Atlanta child murders. And, you know, the stuff that you said in your speech about that, you never heard it on the news, but it was absolutely astonishing. And one other thing I want to say quickly, I think that you should be lauded, and I'm sure you have already, for the great work that you've done during the 1980 Iranian hostage crisis. And in 1980, you were in daily contact with Tom Joyner, and you've done something that the CBS staff, ABC, CBS, and NBC staff was not able to do. You were down in the hood. And the reports that you bared to Tom Joyner were more accurate. And I will never forget during the failed Iranian rescue crisis when you and Tom Joyner touched bases that the report that you gave us, it was outstanding. And it was a little scary because of the things that were going on back then. But I think that, you know, you ought to be lauded for that, for your great work. And a lot of people outside of Chicago probably don't know that you and Tom Joyner were in contact. But I just want to say that to you, and I thank you very much for allowing me this time to speak. Thank you, sir.
Thank you much, my brother. And let me just say real quickly to you, when the Universal got to kick you, it leaves no footprint at all. And a quick example, this planet wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for elevators and escalators. Think about what the economy would look like if you couldn't build nothing higher than five stories, and yet nobody know the name of the person that invented the elevator, okay? When you talk about the Madam C.J. Walker,
yeah,
she is the first woman, hear me good now, not the first black woman, she's the first woman in the history of America to earn $1 million from a business. White women had billions, but they inherited. She is the first woman, black or white, to earn $1 million. Now, how many people know that? You know, how many people know? Most folks don't know that. And so, consequently, when you stop and think about the universe, I'm stunned. I picked up a book because a friend of mine told me about it, called, and it's by the National, National Geographic.
Right.
National Geographic. They got a book out called 1001 People Who Made America. And if somebody would have told me with these white supremacists hiding stuff that I would have made that book. I'm saying, wait a minute. This country is almost 400 years old. It got almost 250 million people. And out of 1,001, I made it. So there are people out here that's listening, like you, brother. You heard something, and you didn't hear it no place else. I was the only Westerner permitted to meet with Khomeini anytime I wanted to. If they was bringing mail to the hostages, they say, check with Dick Gregory. He says, okay, it's okay. Why? Because I went over there and didn't eat no food for 100 days, fasting and meditating, that the hostages wouldn't be killed, because I know that was a CIA operation. And I saw the document. You hear him talk about the October supplies.
Yeah.
I saw the document that was sent to Ronald Reagan before he was president and said the hostages will be released on January the 20th at 12 noon when you being sworn in, that's the deal they made with him. That thug, and everybody thinks he's such. Well, anyway, I see you all there, and we're going to have fun.
He is going to be.
I can't say this because I can't speak for the ministers, but y'all bring your tape recorder and tape everything I'm doing. Now, they got if they taping, then I can't, but a lot of people come and they hear. You don't hear. The reason your child say dad day, they heard it over and over and over and over. Daddy, daddy, daddy. And then they say, oh. And so just bring it and tape it and enjoy yourself. Bring your friends, and we will have fun. And to the Indiana Expo, is that what they call it?
Yeah, Indiana Black Expo. Yeah, they're coming
in
here next.
The number one expo in the world.
Yes, it is.
The number one, and we need to salute them brothers and sisters who put it on. Because they got expos all over the country now. There's nothing to ever equal that. And I hope those of you that's responsible will start video taping an educational piece to show people how they can put on an expo. It don't have to be a state expo. It can be Javo Jones County Expo. Just the experience that you get. And finally, I say this. What I say, 90% of my audience is white folks. And I never fail to tell them the strongest two forces in the history of America is the black woman and the black church. Period.
Hello. He will be at the Walker this Wednesday. Call 432-2093 for tickets. 432-2093 for tickets. 432-2093 for tickets. And just show up. 7 o'clock at the Walker. He is the messenger of the world. The one, the only, the incomparable, Brother Dick Gregory. It's an honor and a privilege to have you on the program today, my brother.
My brother, thank you much. God bless you and the family, and I'll see y'all then.
All right, God bless you too.